Would you be the preacher? Would you be my Mr. Dun 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 Dun? I still got a lot of shit to learn, I'll admit it. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to episode 40 of Role Model. You've come to the right place if you want to be a happier and more successful person. And trust me, after this episode today, you're going to be a happier and more successful person. It's by, yeah, the speech that I'm going to share is one of, like, Will Smith is talking, and he is such an, yeah, of course, an incredible actor, but also a great human being. He's so freaking smart. He's talking about taking responsibility, about taking responsibility not only for the good stuff in your life, but also for the bad stuff, for your emotions, for everything. And this is one of the most important habits in order to become truly happy. So guys, listen carefully and enjoy Will.
I was just having a debate with a friend of mine, and we got stuck on the difference between fault and responsibility. She kept talking about how something was somebody's fault, it's somebody's fault. And I was like, it don't matter whose fault it is that something is broken, if it's your responsibility to fix it. It's not somebody's fault if their father was an abusive alcoholic, but it's for damn sure their responsibility to figure out how they're gonna deal with those traumas and try to make a life out of it. It's not your fault if your partner cheated and ruined your marriage, but it is for damn sure your responsibility to figure out how to take that pain and how to overcome that and build a happy life for yourself. Fault and responsibility do not go together. It sucks, but they don't. When something is somebody's fault, we want them to suffer. We want them punished. We want them to pay. And we want it to be their responsibility to fix it, but that's not how it works, especially when it's your heart. Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility and your responsibility alone. As long as we're pointing the finger and stuck in whose fault something is, we're jammed and trapped into victim mode. When you're in victim mode, you are stuck in suffering. The road to power is in taking responsibility. Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility and your responsibility alone.
For me, a personal confrontation with death made me see the value of time and the fact that the only elixir is love. The time that you spend has got to be in preparing yourself and giving and receiving the most amount of love you can. You know, my mission is to improve lives. So I want to do things that put positivity and positive energy and love into the world.
You know, I've always been really product oriented. You know, it's like, I wanna win. When I do something, I wanna win, I want it to be number one, and I wanna smash it. I have a daughter now, I have a 15-year-old daughter, and she got me and shifted my focus from product to people. It took a couple of years, but as soon as I got knocked off of product and started shifting to people, the whole world opened up for me again, and acting opened up in a whole new way, to not go into day one of a movie trying to figure out what everybody has to do so we win, versus opening up and every person's a new, it's a whole new world. Generally, when I went into a product, when I went into a meeting with a director, my focus was, can this guy win? Can this girl win? A pathology that got broken for me a couple of years ago, and then releasing that and just wanting to connect with people and wanting to grow and wanting to get new ideas and have new experiences that don't have to have an outcome. It just opened up a whole new world for me, and I fell in love, and then I couldn't imagine what else I could do in acting that could add so much to my life other than acting.
Difference between depression and joy, right? And I think it's purpose. When you wake up in the morning and your life means something to somebody other than you, that you have a purpose. If you don't go do the things that you're going to do, people's lives will suffer. To live in service, not to you, but to live in service to humanity, to live in service to your family, to live in service to your church, to your city, to your country, to the world. Living in service is that, I feel like that is the purest form of joy.
Taking responsibility, accepting responsibility, is not an admission of guilt. You're not admitting that you're at fault. Taking responsibility is a recognition of the power that you seize when you stop blaming people. It's not like you're letting somebody who wronged you off the hook. Like, taking responsibility is an act of emotional self-defense. Taking responsibility is taking your power back.
I look at the world through a lens of comedy. My natural reaction is always, no matter when something happens and I can't even help it, it's, why is that funny? You know, so even at a funeral, I can't help but think why that's funny. Extremely helpful for me just psychologically, that no matter what's going on, I can't keep my mind from finding jokes. A beautiful way to stay joyous and positive.
I live in complete terror. Everything for me about this business and you know, about what I've been trying to build and what I've been trying to do with my life keeps me in terror. I am deeply motivated by fear. I'm trying to develop a more realistic perspective of what this business is. When I was 15 years old, my first girlfriend cheated on me.
Oh.
And I remember making a decision that nobody would ever cheat on me again. And the way I was going to do that is by being the biggest actor on earth.
Huh.
Right? So there's been this weird psychology that I've always felt like, if my movies are number one, my life is going to work out great.
I've always been the type of person who thought of myself as resilient, you know, that I could always make my way back. Being stuck in the past it makes it extremely difficult to find your way out. And future thinking for me has always been the way to get over difficult times, to be able to look over the darkness to a potential time of light. Very rarely do I look backwards. I'm always looking forward. You know, to me, showbiz is not separated from the rules of the universe. Whether you're in show business or, you know, you're selling cars or you're farming, you know, you're not separate from the laws of the universe, and all of the rules are the same everywhere. For my children, the most important thing is that they be encouraged to fully and thoroughly be themselves, no matter what. When you have yourself and you're thorough and confident in who you are, you can survive anywhere.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen.
Yeah, it's almost a kind of innocence.
Absolutely.
In other words, if you knew how difficult it was,
right,
you would have never gone down that path.
Absolutely.
You know, if Ali, somebody said to Ali, no one can beat this guy. He's this much stronger, he's this much bigger. He's got that much bigger punch than you do. Mm-hmm. And he believed that, he would have said,
never.
You've
got to
have an innocence that somehow.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a huge part
of
me. Because, and I say to my friends all the time, and we laugh about it. I truly, honestly, as I sit here before you right now, as honestly as I can say it to you, I truly believe that I could be the president if I wanted to. And as bizarre as that may sound to people that have traveled the path before me and to people who actually know how difficult it is, foolish Will Smith honestly believes it.
I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. I consider myself an alchemist. An alchemist is basically a mystical chemist. And one of the great feats that alchemists used to do is they would take lead, just take a chunk of lead, and they could turn lead into gold. Being able to turn lead into gold. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother used to say, you know, life give you a lemon, you go ahead and make lemonade.
Absolutely.
To me, that's alchemy. That's the same concept behind the alchemist.
You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm going to build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. There will not be one brick on the face of the earth that's going to be laid better than this brick that I'm going to lay in this next 10 minutes. Yeah. And you do that every single day.
And soon you have a wall.
And soon you have a wall. It's difficult to take the first step when you look how big the task is. The task is never huge to me. It's always one brick.
I don't want to be an icon.
I realize that to have the level of success that I want to have, it's difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. You know, it's in order to be world class, and I've made a decision, I want to be world class. And it just, it takes such a desperate, obsessive focus to excel on the level that I want to make movies. You know, I was Star Wars when I was young. I sat in a movie theater and watched Star Wars, and I just couldn't believe that movie made me feel like that, just floored and just stunned by the creativity. And just, I'm realizing that in order to move people in that way, in order to touch people in that way, you really got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity.
We didn't grow up with the sense that where we were was where we were going to be. You know, we grew up with the sense that where we were almost didn't matter because
we were becoming
something greater.
As a child, my parents always told me, you could be whatever you want to be, you could do whatever you want to do. It was something, I heard my parents saying it, but I didn't totally believe it. Yet I went out in the world and I carried myself and I held my head high and I stood there and I looked people in their eyes and I talked to people as if I was deserving of everything that this planet has to offer. Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. So I want to stand here before you, and as I hold this award, I want to give love to my wife, and I want you to keep in your heart, just know that you can. Know that
the road to success is through commitment and through the strength to drive through that commitment when it gets hard. And it is going to get hard, and you're going to want to quit sometimes, but it'll be colored by who you are and more who you want to be. I definitely found that wanting to be an actor stems from wanting to be somebody.
Separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
For me, it has been to be that guy that does what people say can't be done, you know? And I think it started with trying to please my mother and trying to please my grandmother, and they always wanted higher for me. They always wanted more for me. And it got to the point that I wanted to be something. I wanted to be somebody. And it made me choose certain roles. It made me turn down certain roles. There is more than an image that I want to project. I want to be the person that is the first person there and the last person to leave.
I never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous. Sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
Anytime you inject extremes into the universe, you can expect extremes to come back.
I think that, you know, one of the best pieces of advice I ever got was don't let your successes go to your head and don't let your failures go to your heart.
Do you follow that?
I try. No, it's absolutely a difficult, even more so now with my wife and my children expanding into it, the scope of it is actually becoming more difficult to manage. The things that, almost in a spiritual sense, the things that you attract to yourself. And also, if you think about it in terms of altitude, the higher you go, the harder it is to breathe. There's less oxygen. And I think in that phrase, what I get from that with Marlon Brando, what happens is, if you think about it in terms of mountain climbing, the higher and the higher you get, the less oxygen there is, the harder it is to breathe as you get to this successful space. And the first thing people want to do is get down. And what you do by getting down is self-destructive. And I'm just working hard to make sure that I don't allow the lack of oxygen to dull my appreciation for the gifts I've been given.